It's the Playhouse Podcast with Kat and JJ on demand, even if you're on the can.
Dude, come on.
So, Kat screwed up the YouTube video, and you can't hear the hint inside our YouTube video. So, if you're looking for the secret sound hint, it's coming up a little bit later on here in the podcast. Here we go. All right, this morning, Miles of Kyles.
Yeah. So, one of our Kyles, his phone sounded like he was swimming underwater in an open sub. So, we said, no, Kyle, you don't count. We have Kyle that texted, who's currently in a webinar at work. And he said, my name is Kyle, and I have moved 9 times in 11 months.
Whoa.
Which is kind of interesting, because I wonder why. That would be extremely frustrating.
Where are you running from?
Being someone that's moving right now, that sounds like a nightmare, doesn't it? Just moving
this
one.
This is so horrible. It is. Yeah. I have so many ulcers right now. But we believe that Kyle on line 3 here might be the most interesting Kyle. So we need your name and what makes you so interesting, sir.
Hey, guys. I'm Kyle, and for a little bit, I was hooking up and dating my first cousin.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us how you tell us how you accomplished this. First off, did you know she was your cousin when you were doing things?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up with her. I mean, you know, my father, her father, brothers.
Kyle.
And, yeah.
So
come on. It sounds bad, but, like, when you're, like, playing Tetris and you're doing Twister together, it's, like, it's just kind of a natural bond you make.
No. Nope. That's not true.
Maybe it's because I didn't have any, like, scorching hot cousins that I thought I should get with, but, like, you never once did either of you guys think this is absolutely wrong.
And he still doesn't. Listen to the justification. He's talking about the friction in the game Twister leading to dating your first cousin. I think maybe you won this one.
Maybe in your head, you know, sure, you're like, this is bad, but then you see your first cousin
all right.
in a sundress. Come on.
Did you just say I see my first cousin in a sundress?
All right.
Bingo. How fun.
Last week, someone lost an eye at bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo what bingo?
Bingo.
Bingo. Okay, here's how Listener Bingo works. Kat and I are each going to give you a scenario that we're looking for, and then you got to call us if it fits your life, and we want to hear your story, okay? 320-251-1047. Hang on, though. Don't call yet. We got to tell you what we're looking for. Kat's looking for anyone listening who...
who has had an encounter with nature that did not turn out well. These women, they tried to take a selfie with a bear that was interested in the food that they were eating and then ended up getting mauled.
What had happened was the bear came up to the window at my friend's side. And no problem, let us take a picture and went away. I didn't get a proper picture.
Did you watch? I was in Iowa and we were watching the news of those girls that were taking the baby cubs out of the tree.
Oh my God.
To hold them and take selfies with them. Oh my God. And I think they're being charged with something because it was like a national forest or something like that. But don't do that. This is nature. We're in their territory.
I mean, how fast do you want to die?
Yeah. I know.
And that's a horrible death.
Mama's close by, so not so great of an interaction with nature. What happened?
I'm looking for anyone else that no longer had, or that up till like this week, had a non-compete like we did. I don't know if you heard, but basically the FTC said no more. Non-competes are now irrelevant.
The FTC has finalized a rule that will eliminate the vast majority of non-compete clauses in people's contracts. A non-compete clause is a provision that basically prevents people from taking a job with a competitor or starting a competing business, usually within a particular geographic area and for a certain period of time.
So I haven't, I didn't go back and reference our agreements, but I think our non-compete is 6 months in the market if we leave our job, right? I think it was. And that was a big thing in radio for a long, long time. When I was in Minneapolis, mine was a year. So I couldn't, if I walked away from that job, if you get canned, usually you can get away from the non-compete. But a lot of people probably have these in their jobs right now. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How about yourself?
Great. What can we do for you today?
I was a DJ for a company, and it was 10 years after I left the company.
What?
Wait. Like you were a mobile DJ? You went out and played music at events?
For weddings.
Okay, and they had a 10-year non-compete? Like, if you quit...
Why would you even sign that?
I figured I'd be with the company for a long time, and after that, I didn't know if I'd keep doing it.
I literally don't think that's legal. That's
I think
odd.
It is. I think up till this week, I think it was legal.
I thought it was just 6 months.
No. Like I said, I know I had a year at a previous job. Oh. 10 years seems
a bit extreme.
Yeah.
It was super extreme. We had two DJs quit. They wanted to start their own company.
Yeah.
And my boss said, you know, here, this is you. We all signed it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That seems ridiculous.
It was a super big thing.
Yeah, that seems so counterproductive.
But was there so a non-compete in the area that you were in, but if you had moved somewhere else, like, was there a limit of, like, mileage distance from that business?
I never really looked into it.
So the lesson here is read what you're signing, right?
100%.
Yeah. Hey, did you have a really cool DJ name, or was it just DJ Paul?
I have a pretty decent DJ name. I still DJ from time to time.
Well, break it down. What do you call yourself?
It was DJ Fritz.
Fritz.
DJ Fritz.
Fritz, like the tantrums.
Cool. That's Fitz.
Oh,
something like that.
All right, hey Paul, good to hear from you.
You know, we're looking for somebody to fill mornings. So
thanks for saving the bit today. I appreciate you. Have a great morning. Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Get out with LPP. Can you help me? Happy to steal a couple of minutes away here from Mark, who is engaged, and as they prepare for the wedding, a little bit of friction. Tell us what's going on here with some OPP with you and your fiance, all right?
It's probably the most exciting time of my life.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now,
cool.
Like, personally, I want to celebrate, you know, with my friends, with my boys, you know, some boys' time just before I get hitched.
Sure.
And we want to do a big thing, but my fiance, she's not going for it. I just need a little bit of help.
All right. So what is her hang-up? Like, she wants a combined bachelorette party, which is what I read on your text. And we wanted to talk to you about why she wants to have them together. Is she worried? Should she be worried about anything?
So I have one friend who's a little rowdy. He's a little drunk, and he has to be here. He's be there because he's my best man.
Yeah.
And having combined parties is an issue. Even I'm worried.
Okay. So you want to have an all guys night, and she wants it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your question? Jeez. You just want to see maybe if there's a way to convince her, like have a conversation to set her mind at ease.
Not to make it seem like, oh, I need to have the guys' night, but like it would be a win-win if we had the guys' night. I'm having trouble verbalizing that to her.
Usually I have at least some advice, but I don't know how you navigate these waters. This is tough because, yeah, I mean, if you say the wrong thing, she's going to go into your wedding with doubts or just weird feelings, and that's the last thing you want for that day. So this is always kind of a cool part is we get to turn things over to our listeners. I'm sure somebody's been through this, and they probably have some pretty good ideas for you. So just hang on, all right?
Yeah, no worries.
I do think it's really healthy to go off with your girls and have a night of chaos and fun, as long as it's not going to affect you in the future. Same for guys. But Leslie texted, we had separate, unplanned. We ended up in the same place, which was the strip club. My mom panicked and tried to get me to instantly leave because when we walked in, my husband was on stage.
Ah, they pulled him up there. That's it.
But that's a bachelor party. Like, I've never had an issue with anybody that I was with. I would have an issue if they were there all the time.
Well, like if they were a regular?
Yeah. Like if they went and that's where his money was going.
When Derek walked in, they're like, hey, Derek.
Yeah. Yeah. If he had a members only jacket, we'd have a problem.
I want to celebrate, you know, with my friends, with my boys, you know, some boys' time just before I get hitched. And my fiance, she's not going for it. I just need a little bit of help.
She thinks the best idea is to have a combined bachelor and bachelorette party.
Yeah. And I don't think forcing the other person in the relationship to do that joint party is a good idea. Not a good start. So if they want to do it, let them go do it. Go golf, get some appetizers. If they happen to go see some dancing, it is what it is.
I get, and he admitted that he's got one friend that gets pretty buck wild.
Yeah.
So I get there's a little anticipation there and you're a little bit, oh my God.
Yeah, but your friend's not getting married. You are. Yeah. So you watch yourself or have somebody be in charge of making sure that you are doing the right thing.
Good call on that. Tammy, you guys did a combined bachelor and bachelorette party, right?
Yes.
What'd you do?
So we are pretty family orientated, and we had six kids in our wedding.
Yeah.
And we decided that we wanted to make it a family thing. And we picked the thing that we enjoy the most. And I grew up on a farm. So we had probably 40 people out there. And we had campers set up and a big cow tank filled with ice and bring your drink of choice. And we made a whole weekend out of it.
Wow.
And we went four-wheeling. And at 10 o'clock, we took the kids on a quote-unquote midnight run and sent them to bed. And we got up in the morning and we made omelets in a bag. And my parents were there. We had a blast.
What's an omelet in a bag?
You take your eggs and your cheese and your everything that you want to put in an omelet, and you put it in a Ziploc bag. You write your name on it, and you throw it in a big pot of water.
And you boil it. I saw somebody boil their scrambled eggs the other day, and they turned out, they looked amazing.
I've never heard of this before.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
There's no oil in it. They roll right out of your Ziploc bag.
Wow.
So you had just basically everyone that would have been at the separate bachelor or bachelorette parties come to your place, bring some food, bring some booze, bring a four-wheeler, and you guys just made a weekend out of it.
We did. And we had so much fun, we carried that on as a tradition for like 5 years.
That's all that matters, is that everyone's having fun. That's why when you're trying to lay down the law before you start your long length of marriage, I don't know if that's the right route.
Nobody wants to be told what to do.
Right. No, you are not going to go out with your boys. There's a reason why maybe you don't trust them. That's a bigger situation than to let them
go. How long y'all been married now, Tammy?
We're divorced now, but we were together for 20 years.
Oh.
Do you think it was the four-wheeler party that caused the divorce?
No.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I'm not
Did
gonna...
he get with anybody?
That we all like to do.
Did he get with anybody that was at that party?
Oh, God.
One more time?
Did he get with anybody that was at that four-wheeling party?
Nope.
Okay. Good.
Well, then we're all just going to imagine why, and I'm glad that you could share your story. I hope you have a great morning today, all right?
Ew.
Do not eat this.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Ugh, finally, something even I wouldn't eat.
Not sure why we're at this place, but the FDA is warning people to not eat cicadas if they have a seafood allergy. So I had mentioned earlier, two massive swarms of cicadas are waking up after a 13 and 17-year nap. So if you think those crazy, like, 30-minute naps where you're like, what year is it? Whoa, you know, like, these guys, can you imagine how they feel today?
What's COVID?
Yeah, what happened in the early 2000s? But the FDA says the insects, their hard shell exterior, can trigger reactions that you would get if you were allergic to shellfish. So,
like, wait, that guy from The Apprentice is trying to be president again?
And if you're out there eating cicadas, we got more to talk about. The dad that's trending on TikTok right now is doing what a lot of people should do, give props to, especially teens. I think teens get a bad name, you know, because they're always like angry and stuff. But these two teens got a cool shout out here.
If you live in Billings, Montana, and your teenage sons were at Get Air yesterday, you should be really proud of them. They're awesome. I don't even know how it happened. They started jumping with my kid, and he just went with it. And every time they made sure to catch him if he was going to fall, they had the best time. They were cracking up the whole time, helping him bounce higher. So if the two boys that were jumping with my kid see this, thank you.
That's awesome.
They're like, we work there.
Our last pair of Thunder from Down Under tickets this week will happen during our live show Friday morning right at 6 a.m. So get up early. And of course, three more guesses at the Secret Sound. And if I do all the math right, almost $20,000 cash up for grabs during our live show Friday. Right now, let's put a cap on the podcast. So here is your Secret Sound. And because everybody did the work and shared up the post, here is your big hint. For this secret sound, listen very closely. Here's your hint.
What? Wait.
So hot in here.
And now, sounds of someone who is being just told that they're color number 10.
Yeah.
What were those sounds? Let's go.
Big cash energy. Thanks to St. Cloud Toyota and 104.7 KCLD. Guess the secret sound and win.
Tesha is caller number 10 this morning. Can you describe to us what those sounds were?
Excitement.
All right.
We've
like
been
that.
Trying forever.
Elation, disbelief. I get it.
Who's we?
Me and my coworkers.
Okay. Do you want to give them a quick shout since you're on the radio? Let them get some publicity, some love.
Ooh, Andrea, Don, Kelly.
Okay. So there's four of you.
There are four of us. Okay. They're just helping me call.
So take the jackpot. They're not going to get any of that because each of you would get $1,075. She's like, no, I'm keeping it
off. We kind of said drinks and dinner.
Okay, I like that. This goes a long way for drinks and dinner.
Yeah,
you
does.
Get a fourth $4,300 worth of booze and food. You guys are getting after it. So, Tesha, you guys are all sitting at work. You're all collaboratively coming up with this. Is this like an agreed upon guess or is this yours?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me play it for you one more time.
I kind of came to him with it.
Ladies, here is the secret sound worth $4,300. And because you're busy at work, but winning this kind of cash is way more important, we ask you.
I am nervous about this one.
What is our secret sound? Before you give us a guess, were you here for the hint earlier?
I was.
Oh, man.
Good.
And there was something that Derek had said one afternoon that really, really got me going. So I feel like we really know this.
Okay.
They're doing all the work. Why not give them the money? Guys, what's our secret sound?
Is it opening and closing of the metal flap on a vending snack machine? Like pushing it open and grabbing the snack out of the snack vending machine.
Oh, my God.
Letting it go, the flap.
Is this, guys, opening and closing the metal flap on a vending machine?
And where are you going to dinner, by the way?
Yeah, where's their spot?
We're leaving work.
No, don't leave work. You got to have a separate time of day.
We got to be official with this.
Okay.
Is this opening and closing the door on a vending machine? Is Tesha and her crew about to get buck wild, guys?
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Nope. No.
Nope.
No! You guys, you're wrong.
Wrong. You're wrong.
Why did you press
you're
that?
Wrong.
You're not
wrong.
Listening.
We're wrong.
You're wrong.
Way wrong.
Oh, my God. He is the worst. I told him to stop pressing that button. Oh, my God. And all four of you thought that was it.
They've already left. They're in the car.
They're gone. They're eating dinner.
What's trending?
Think of something that would be made better if you combined it with something that you love. There is now a new marathon that you can run, but while you run it, you can take part in wine tasting.
It's London Marathon Day. We're starting with a red. We're doing 26 wines, one per mile.
Wow. It's a Pinot Noir from Burgundy, 2018. If that's not a Barolo, fire me.
25 is what you'll get to throughout
and then
the
one at the end.
Oh, my God. You're just going to be wasted.
No,
how
they're just
funny.
Sampling. They're not drinking a whole bottle.
And they're not spitting it out like you should at a real wine tasting. But what would be something that you would combine? Oof. So I would say doing dishes and cheese sampling would be for me. Or like if you're a guy picking up trash, that's not fun. But maybe you're doing it at a topless beach, you know?
I would say stripper golf.
Okay.
You tee off and then at every different hole.
Yeah.
There's a lady dancing around the hole.
Give it time.
Right.
Give it time.
And there's got to be something out there, right?
There were the Manzel brothers from Real Housewives of New Jersey. They had boobs and bubbles. And they had a car wash, and it was ran by strippers.
I think, there's been several topless coffee places that pop up where
I don't think they're topless. They're just in their bikinis.
Ooh.
But, like, all the Karens in town are like, I don't want my husband to go through that.
So I guess it's the same as Hooters and Wings, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you love hot wings.
But why just keep it in London? Let's bring it here. This wine marathon sounds pretty fun. It's what's trending.
Welcome in. It's Kat and JJ. 20 years ago, you were working in Fargo. And that was your very first radio gig?
Yes. Well, not really. Like my first real morning show talk on the radio.
Gotcha. So your chance to actually be a personality. Yeah. So you're getting your feet wet in the radio business. You're 19 years old. I want you to think about what you were doing 20 years ago, because there were some awesome movies that you were probably going to the theater to see. All right. So I got five of them for you.
Okay.
I want to see how many of these you can identify just by hearing a quick sound clip. All right. Number one, this was released 20 years ago.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that.
That was?
Anchorman.
Yeah, well done.
Jeez, it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. One of my favorites that came out was Fever Pitch.
Oh, right on. That's Frankie Prinze Jr. or Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, that's Drew Barrymore with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, he's a Red Sox fan?
Yeah.
Gotcha. This was 20 years ago as well.
If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Ain't that the truth? A dodgeball, obviously. That's a good movie, too. See, I like the lighthearted, like 2005, all the lighthearted movies came out, you know, not a lot of thinking with them. Like,
wasn't a whole lot of woke folk yet either. So you could get by with a couple of funny jokes because they were just jokes. This is also 20 years ago, Katz.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you. And your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
Aww.
What movie?
It's one of Derek's favorites, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Yep. Did you guys ever get into the series when it was on?
No.
It's like my wife's favorite.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. She's not really a big football fan. This was also 20 years ago, Cass.
Detective, what are you doing?
He said they've all been programmed with the three laws. So that means we have 1,000 robots that will not try to protect themselves if it violates a direct order from a human.
Mm. What movie?
iRobot.
Wow, nice job.
With Will Smith, that was kind of his genre back then. Any alien-y movies?
Last one. Okay. 20 years ago, I personally love this movie because I like a good caper.
Yeah. I'm going to steal it.
Ah, Nick.
What?
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
National Treasure.
Nice job.
See, I'm a movie buff. I enjoy movies. I like to just sit down and shut my brain off and watch them. Like American Pie. I love American Pie.